Mr. Nabar, Nabar, last name, first name, Mohsen, Mohssine, 1/17/24, 8/15/75, chief complaint, cough, congestion, ear pain. Patient is somewhat distraught because his house caught on fire today. He's also concerned about axillary swelling, but no mass and no actual anything that he can feel, but he just feels some tightness there from time to time. He's a pipe worker, so he works outside. He does a lot of he does a lot of physical labor. He's married, doesn't have any children. Family history: mom and dad. Dad died in his 90s of old age. Mom's 87. She's alive. Medications none. COVID immunization up to date times 3. Allergy none. Weight 152 pounds. No significant change. Medical problems none. Surgery: cholecystectomy. Patient is also complaining of ear pain. Previous records indicate that patient has had some evidence of mild fatty liver. History of testicular pain resolved. Inguinal lymphadenopathy resolved. And those are under review of system. No hematologic. No heme, no allergy, no other complaints today. He's alert, he's awake, he weighs 152 pounds, 99%, 97.9, 16, 85, 134 over 91, heart pulses, pulses, two lungs, fear, bronchitis, anterior, portion, pharynx, retina, focal. Patient does have what looks like otitis media, number one, number two, I cannot feel any tenderness or mass on the axilla. Eczema is soft tissue. Ultrasound is also negative. Eczema is soft tissue of the upper and lower extremity, also within normal limits. Eczema is of the upper extremities within normal limits. Next number, there's nothing in the axilla that I can appreciate on the exam. Next number, what was her insurance? Blue Cross?
Okay.
Next number, lymphadenopathy, very mild in the neck. Next one is sinusitis. Next one is encephalogram. Now, next one is Cipridex for ear pain on the left side. Next one is Z-Pak. Next one is Medrol dose pack. Next one is comeback if not any better. Next number is I explained to him that the ultrasound may not be the best thing to look at his left axilla. I do not feel any on the exam. I don't see any on the ultrasound, but his symptoms continue in the next 3 to 4 weeks. We need to do a CT, and he agrees. Next one is carotid stenosis, minimal as before. Next one is fatty liver, minimal as before. Next one is BPH, mild with symptoms. Next number, blood work has been done in the past and it's up to date. Next number, he doesn't want to do any blood tests now. He wants to come back fasting. He just had a house fire and wants to go home and see about his house. Thank you so much, Dr. Thank you so much.